This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to tell you what the gospel is. Define 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day, according to the scripture. We're talking about the six principles of God, found in Hebrews 6, actually six principles of the oracles of Christ. Amen. Beginning teachings, things he taught. And we've talked about repentance of dead works, and we've been talking about faith. And we've covered, I don't know how many sessions on faith. But they're all on my website. It's a real blessing to be teaching these. It's a real blessing to have brought back my five books that we did in 90. They were printed, 50,000 of them, and they were out of print. Now they're online. We don't have the books, but their books are there online. Plus, the sixth one, what is the gospel? And it was, I think, printed in 97, perhaps. Others were in 90. But it's a real blessing to be able to bring all this stuff back online. Those of you that have followed me from 90 on are somewhat familiar with what I taught. It's a great, great blessing. But let me tell you what my faith and yours has done. It has caused the House of Representatives to vote to repeal Obama's health care, which is just certain, set forth by the devil himself to destroy America. Why? Because the devil knows the gospel must be preached from this country, And if it can be broken financially and put in a state with a dictator and peasants, that's what the devil wants. That is Africa. In many cases. Amen. So, the vote was taken, and it's, passed by 56 or something votes. Now, they said, well, this is meaningless. It is not meaningless. You're just a doubter if you think that. A doubter. You don't know my faith. You don't know how I pray. You don't know what I believe. Because I know what this thing is. Now, in the spirit, there's a big victory with this vote, a big one. This now opens up the spirit to put pressure on the Senate. And then the pressure on the president and his administration. And this is brought on by this ministry, believe in God. Oh, you say, many have prayed. Of course. They can't even believe God for lunch. Let me tell you, we're going to be talking tonight about faith. About faith to live by. And you need to understand. I think I'll just shut up. I could say a lot, but I don't think I want to. All right, we've been talking about faith toward God, repentance from dead works, and faith toward God. We talk a lot about faith, about the gospel. We talked about Romans 10, 8. The word is nigh thee, even in our heart, in our mouth. It is a word of faith which we preach, that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, I know Baptists used to call that the plan of salvation. I don't know what they call it today, but they didn't have a clue what they were doing. Not a clue, thank God. But the gospel and the word of faith are the same thing. The gospel and the word of faith. Kenneth Hagin said, God told him to teach me. God never told him such a thing. No, God didn't tell him any such thing. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. But Kenneth Hagin was such an exception, such a great man of faith, that he says Jesus called him up, stuck his fingers in each hand, and it burned like fire, size of a quarter, and then go teach faith and lay hands on the sick. God never commissioned Kenneth Hagin to do that at all. It's opposed to his word. So, I thank God that he's raised me up. I thank God for the faith that he's given me and the authority that he's given me. And tonight we want to move on about faith, talking about faith. And where are we going to begin?
Romans 3:25.
Romans 3:25. Would you read that? And 26.
Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remissions of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus.
Romans, that in whom refers back to verse 24. And it's talking about Jesus. And God set him up or set him forth to be a propitiation for our sins. The word is appeasement. It appeases God. That's what Jesus was put there for. To be a propitiation for our sins. You see, God is just. God can't just say, oh, it's okay. No. God, under the old covenant, did not forgive sins. He covered them. He covered them with the blood of bulls and goats. But we have a better covenant with better promises. We have the shed blood of Jesus Christ, not of a bull and not of a goat. God set him forth. He was a perfect sacrifice. The perfect sacrifice. He set him forth to appease himself. God, not Jesus. To be an appeasement for our sins. Now, would you read on with that verse, 30:25?
Whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood.
Oh, faith in his blood.
Right.
You know, you hear people, I heard one today, said he started talking about the blood of Jesus. Well, that's fine. If you're not thinking 1 minute, if you speak the blood, you might not be speaking it with faith. Oh, when I first got in the charismatic movement, did I meet some worms? I'm talking about preachers from pulpits with large churches, a huge following. And they'd say, there is no demon. Going to touch this blood washed, Holy Ghost filled body of mine. Now, today, one was talking about what the devil had done to him. I said, turn to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, 9, and 10. When he got to it, he said, oh yeah, I know. But he didn't believe it. Like you. He didn't believe it. See, if you believe it, you will resist steadfast in the faith when the devil comes. He won't take an aspirin. Go to bed. Call 911. Oh God, have mercy. Faith in his blood. For what's next?
To declare his righteousness for the remissions of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God.
You see, God is righteous. And he has to deal with sins, all of them. I've got a 45-minute, I think it's 43-minute tape about God was dealing with some dead works of mine that were professionally done. Ha, ha, ha. God blasts it professionally. Amen. And that was back in the 60s. It's on, should be on my website. And there, God, just a week or two back, dealt with the sins. A sin of unbelief, of doubt. God puts off dealing with your sins that were past. But they haven't been forgiven. Oh, they were forgiven legally when Jesus raised from the dead. But faith in his blood is what deals with sins. That say that?
It says that.
I say, doesn't that say that? Faith in his blood.
Right.
Or what?
For remission of sins that are past.
That are past. Faith in his blood. Now, I'm sorry. Come out of there, whatever you are. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Loose them. Turn them loose. From doubt and unbelief. Turn them loose for sins that are in the past, that are past. Faith in the blood of Jesus will set you free. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what a wonderful Savior can save you to the uttermost, this high priest can, named Jesus, save you to the uttermost, make you sound. Thank God. You think I'm not well done? Stand by. Oh, I hate sin. Psalm 91:97:10 says, he that loves God hates evil. I can't stand evil. Can't stand it. Remission of sins that are past. God did. What a blessing.
What amazes me is when he dealt with that, and we were there when you were talking about it, it was 40 years.
Yeah,
you've been walking this 40 years, right. And you are still, was it 1 John that says, as we walk in the light, as he is in the light?
1 John 1:7.
Still after 40.
Yeah. But, you know what I do? I teach some holier-than-thou people. Oh, you don't know how holy I am. God sure knows. God sure knows. Be holy even as He is holy. Amen. I've been around some of you holier than thou people. You are so holy, Jesus can't even get close to you. But your holiness is not of the Lord. Amen. Now, faith in His blood for the remission of sins that are past. Is that right?
Right. Through the forbearance.
Through His forbearance. Way back. Today, He did. Lord, I've been delivered. I've been forgiven. Well, wait till Jesus brings it up in your heart and you say, no! That's been forgiven. Covered by the blood. Nope. You know, covered by the blood, that word atonement is only used one time in the New Testament. Purged by the blood. Conscience purged by the blood of Jesus. Walking in the gospel. 1 John 1:7. Catholic woman. Deals with sins of the past. Did we go into 26?
We go into 26.
That He what?
To declare, I say at this time, His righteousness.
Yeah. Declare His righteousness. You see, God is not an idol. God has eyes and He can see. He has tongue and He can talk. There's a mouth that He can speak. He can deal. He can deal with you. Those idols that you worship, they can't see, speak, walk, talk, or do anything else. Glory. To declare His righteousness. He's a righteous God. And being righteous, He has to deal with our sins that are past to attest that He is righteous. Now you like that one. If He didn't deal with our sins, He wouldn't be righteous. To declare His righteousness. What's the next? That He?
You just described it. That He might be just.
That He might be just. He might be just in what? Dealing with sins.
Right.
What's the rest of it?
And the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus.
Yeah. Justify. Just as though you never committed a sin. Oh, stop your silly, I'm just a poor sinner saved by grace. You're not even saved. You just want somebody to think you are. A person that's saved by grace through faith will not call themselves poor sinners. What is that song? Poor sinner, come home or something.
Thank God I don't know that one.
Well, there are people in here that does. Amen. Are we through with that verse?
Yeah.
Where would you go?
I would go to Romans 5, 1.
And 9.
And 9.
Right. Would you read Romans 5, 1 and 9?
Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Right. What's 9 say?
And 9 says, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him.
Right. See, in 325, Romans 325, Faith is this much. Romans 5:1. Faith, justified by faith. By that, faith is what? His blood.
Right. Yeah. Justified by his blood.
There you go. Oh, right. So you have to read those three to get the understanding of this. You're not justified by faith. No. And you're not justified by his blood only. No. I'm really picking on you, people that plead the blood. You're justified by faith in his blood. Faith in his blood. Glory. Is it time to be quiet?
No, you got 10 minutes.
Oh, no. I can't talk that much longer. Faith in his blood. You don't know how many years I studied to get this. Currier's bringing out 40 years. And Baptist Bob got him a great venue back in 6, I think. And he talked about me in D Magazine. And that's going to come out in my 40 years. Currier's doing it. So, Baptist Bob, oh, everybody's going to get to see how prideful you were. Yeah. When I came, we got to keep this one. You know, a bunch of you would have been much better off if you'd never talked to the press, your wife, your husband, or your dog about me. Well, we didn't say it to many people, but it doesn't matter. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and you and I will give account for every word we've spoken. Pretty cool, huh? Faith. In the blood of Jesus, we're justified. And they have peace with God. You know why you have such little peace? Because you're not justified. You don't believe the gospel. You're just righteous in your own eyes. Well, you know, pretty good today. I got along pretty well. Didn't have any bad things, have it? God must like me. Look, silly, he loved us in that he sent his son and he died on the cross for us. He was punished for our sins, made sick with our sicknesses and our pains. He bore all sicknesses, pain, sin, his own body, his own soul, will elect emotion. Thank God that you might draw nigh to him. If you're by your heart, you sinner, draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. I frankly tell you, as long as I hung out with you sinners, you self-righteous religious people that thought you knew God, as long as I hung out with you, I had a terrible time with sins. I was condemned. Well, finally, I started hanging out with Jesus. You young people, well, I don't know. You people hang out. You always say, hang it out. Hang out with Jesus. You can hang out with him in the car. He'll even ride with you. Right?
Won't get in trouble either.
Oh, that's true. He's the one I hang out with. Well, I kind of hang out with you and Jesus. And I got two or three more that we have a hangout time. It's not very long. not because of their unrighteousness, just what God's doing with me. Now, where are we going next?
Romans
3:22. Really? Faith?
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference.
What's 21?
21 is but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
What's 19?
Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law.
Right.
That every mouth may be stopped.
Oh. If the law is talking to you, you're under. Oh, I'm talking about the law of Moses, not the law of Texas. Or Oklahoma, the law of Moses. That's 19. What's 20?
Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin.
Did you get that? No one's going to be justified by the law. By the law is the knowledge of sin. You say, if I could just stop this sinning, believe in the gospel, and you quit like that. That's the truth. Excuse you, Lord. These demons are attacking my face and everything else. By the law is the knowledge of sin. Oh, I can't do that. Why not? Law is not made for a righteous man. Right?
Right.
Why can't touch that? Why not? Law is not made for a righteous man. Great. On video. I can't taste that. Why not? Law is not made for a righteous man. Taste not, touch not. You got a real problem.
I remember the two ministers we speak to went into a tizzy when you said you came to the point with God. You said, I'm not going to try to stop sinning anymore.
Right. And one of them almost jumped out of the side.
He's like, wow.
Oh, yeah. I've had a lot of them scream at me. They don't bother me. 20, the law is not made for righteous man. Oh, it's not here. What's the next verse?
But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets.
Did you get that? Now, the righteousness of God without the law. Without the law. If I were a charismatic preacher, I'd have you say without three times. Without, without, without. It wouldn't do you a bit of good. Or I could have you say without the law three times. Wouldn't do you a bit of good. You have to believe. What's the next one?
Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference.
Isn't that amazing? You know, if you believe, the righteousness of God is unto you and upon you through faith, to everyone, Jew first, also to the Greek, there's no difference. Is that amazing? What time is it?
It is 30 minutes.
I want to quit. The boys are come, one of my boys are coming, and they're going to sing at the name of Jesus. Candace Smile on the piano, and then they're going to lead worship. Thank God.
Thank you.
you to see tomorrow night. Thank you.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.